Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. Let the record show that all the board members are present. Pledge of Allegiance, Mr. Crawford, can you please lead us in the pledge? Mr. Crawford, are you there? Oh.
Star six.
He's there. Come on out.
Mr. Crawford?
Did someone mute me?
There we go.
Yes.
Okay, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
Yeah, I will do that. I guess I said the pledge to myself. If you would follow after me, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Republic for which it stands.
Republic for which it stands.
One nation, under God.
Under God. Indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford. There was no action to announce in closed session. I do have a little blurb on a read for our listeners. To all of our listeners in the audience, please note that you'll be muted for the majority of the meeting. If you would like to unmute yourself to participate in the discussion, please press star six on your phone. Please note that the meeting host may mute and or unmute you during the meeting, and that an announcement on your phone will let you know when that happens. Thank you. Looks as though we have no public comments. So moving into item number one, Personnel Services, Resolution 2019-20/39, elimination of classified staff due to elimination of particular kinds of service. Mr. Carrion?
Thank you. Good afternoon again. This resolution, 2019-20/39, in eliminating or recommending the elimination of classified staff due to particular kinds of services, it's important to remember that these are site-based, school site-based generated recommended cuts. Because given the latest information for school site allocations using categorical dollars, their over encumbrances of particular services has required them to review their plans, which then ultimately results in the recommendation of these particular cuts. Now, I said school sites. Initially, that also included district departments, which is why you saw the nutritional assistants. As you all know, and as we have learned, Assembly Bill 77, signed into law by Governor Newsom, protects three classes of classified service: custodial employees, transportation employees, and nutrition assistant employees. When the agenda item was due and the PKS was generated, that was not a confirmed prohibition. We learned shortly after this was submitted, while we probably still had enough time to amend the agenda, so I will accept responsibility for that, we did communicate with the labor groups to minimize the stress and anxiety to this particular sector of the classified service. More importantly, nutrition assistants will be removed from the PKS list. That means, however, that for the sake of moving forward and ensuring that the department budget for the child nutrition department, it will be requiring perhaps another contribution should there be some challenges down the road. Obviously, that remains to be seen in terms of the delivery of instruction and how we transition back and forth, given the last experience where we didn't meet sufficient meal distributions to ensure that the labor cost at least matched. We have a tentative plan going forward. As you know, our director, Amber Watson, in conjunction with our assistant superintendent for business services, are always working diligently to ensure that the district is fiscally viable with regards to ensuring we have good balance of budgets there. So ultimately, this is where we are, and we would recommend that the board, with an amendment if necessary, pass this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Carrion. And I thought it would be important to make sure we had some discussion, you know, regarding this. Is the reason I didn't follow the normal procedure on making this motion. Are there any questions that anybody would have for Mr. Carrion?
Well, this is Brandy Davis, and the question is, if you were looking for, and I'm assuming there's a budget associated with this 38.9507 FTEs, that you're trying to hit your budget. So can you give us any idea about how you would balance this request budget-wise?
Budget-wise, as I mentioned earlier, outside of the nutrition assistant positions, the others are site-based recommendations. So these cuts of or elimination of particular kinds of services are very germane to balancing those site-based budgets so that they are operational given the day-to-day operation of other needs based on discretionary budgets allowed and remaining, and also to ensure that the solvency of the sites, solvency being in air quotes, allows for expenditures that come up, teacher needs, program needs, supply needs, technological needs, and ensuring that a balanced budget affords those needs as they come up, given the challenges that COVID-19 may present as we transition back and forth from whatever model is ultimately adopted. The nutrition assistant budget shortfall will have to be addressed through perhaps a contribution from the district and or other revenues generated through other USDA approved meal options for students, as Amber Watson is currently recommending and exploring, and will recommend further.
Thank you, Mr. Carrion.
Go ahead, Susan. Yes, I was just trying to find out on this group of particular kind of services, have they been notified already? They have any idea that this has taken place?
Again, since they were generated by school site budget concerns, principals were encouraged to make connections. We always inform our employees. We go through what we affectionately call a hand-holding discussion to bring awareness to that so they know going forward and they're not blindsided. Now, that means, having said that, that there is a zone of a number of employees that may be bumped. And so that awareness level is not only brought to the attention of those directly impacted at the school site, but ultimately ensuring that there is a level of awareness for more junior employees who may be bumped or who may be eliminated and moved out through this bumping process. So I would like to think, Ms. Scott, that all of our employees directly affected have been informed, as I had asked principals to do.
Thank you very
much. Yes, this is Frank Crawford, Mr. Carrion, and Mr. Cena and Mr. Rasmussen. I have objected to a portion of this, not the concept, but a portion of this in the past, a few years back during the recession, and my whole focus was not on doing it, but in its presentation. And I even recalled when I was a new teacher, and in those days, 3 years probation status before you were tenured, and every year you received a letter. And that goes back to my opposition. I really feel it's in the best interest not to rely on principals conveying yay or nay, or even if they do it, because in the last two instances, many of them didn't. If we could, in some way, in a compassionate way, email in advance or send them a letter in advance, if people actually use letters anymore, without some of these people are classified, are hardworking teacher aides and everyone else that might be infected by this or affected by this, to get a heads up that, hey, you are going to get a letter, and it's going to scare you to death, because it scared me to death, and the reassurance didn't help. But it would have helped a little bit if back in the day, and even today, if someone said, hey, you know, you're going to get this, but, you know, it's not because we dislike you, you're misinformed. It's just, you know, the reality of the times, or however you'd want to word it. And that's why I'm in opposition to the arriving in the mail letter by a certain date. And I really haven't changed my opinion. I just thought I'd share that with you. Thank you.
Mr. Crawford, and your idea and suggestion is well taken. Understand that in this COVID environment, it's harder to have a face-to-face conversation. And tracking employees by phone is a little bit more cumbersome, which is why we attempt to do it through their direct supervisor, who has a relationship, who builds and nurtures that relationship, and hoping that that would be an empathetic, compassionate approach. But your idea and suggestion for future action is well taken. Thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you or your staff or anyone to make personal calls, a simple district office email or even a simple letter saying, hey, you will, there's, you know, the arrival of the letter before it causes panic in the household. This is why we're doing it. It doesn't feel good. And I'm sure they understand the corona conditions and everything else. And we're not the only ones suffering. That's my only point. A simple email saying, hey, the heads up, you're going to be receiving a third letter, and you know, don't panic. But that's just my feeling. So thank you, Mr. Carrion.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments? I would want to make the point that when Mr. Carrion started, we're making an amendment, it looks like, to our list not to include the nutrition assistants. And our total FTE looks like it's going to be 21.1507 instead of the 38.95. Just for clarification, make sure that we're all on the same page there.
I have a question.
Sure.
Rhonda Conine, I'm the chapter president for the paras in the school district. When you were deciding this list, I know with the new budget that just passed, did you take into consideration that they said no layoffs for lack of funds?
Who is that speaking?
Rhonda Conine, I'm the chapter president for CSA 326.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Hi, Rhonda, this is Romero. And the bill, as we understand it, was not specific to all classified positions. And in some of the cases that those positions are coming forward, some of them may be for both lack of funds and or lack of work, which was stipulated in the agenda item. And so to the extent that they're not specific to lack of funds only, it may be a combination of both, or it may be lack of work. But ultimately, we sought out a legal opinion as to whether or not we could move forward with other titles and classifications based on the latest budget law.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Carrion, this is Randy Davis. The questions I have been getting and or email has been about the 2% retroactive pay. And I'm not sure it was clear to those who were not so well informed that this was contractual. This was not.
So, Mr. Davis,
point of order.
But Mr. Davis, this, that doesn't have anything to do with this particular agenda item. We're only talking about this.
The reason I bring this up is that it's mixed with this layoff, surplus, whatever you want to call, reduction in force question. Why are we laying off people when you just gave your administration a back pay of 20%? And as I remember with the discussion that we had last week, it was not discussed that this is contractual. This was not an option.
Excuse me, once again, a point of order. Doesn't this have to be this discussion germane to the agenda item, Mr. Rasmussen? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, it sure seems like it to me, and I'm not sure where Mr. Davis is going here, but it doesn't seem like it pertains to this particular agenda item to me.
Thank you.
The reason why I feel it's germane is you're talking about laying off, surplusing, reduction in force of employees, and you just gave a 20% increase in pay to the administration. People are asking, why are you laying off people when you just gave a raise to your administration?
But again, Mr. Davis, I don't see how that is pertaining to this particular agenda item. I certainly think that could be a discussion that you could have with staff, but I think it does not lend itself to this particular agenda item. So I don't think we can continue that conversation.
As you wish.
Thank you. Any other comments or discussion regarding this? So it looks as though, and Mr. Carrion, it looks like the motion would need to also have that particular nutrition assistant removed from the list.
Yes.
Okay, so is there a motion regarding the resolution 2019-20/39.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. This is Jeff Boom to accept resolution 2019-20-39 and to exclude the nutritional assistants from that list.
Thank you, Mr. Boom. Is there a second?
Second by Randy Davis.
We have a motion to approve resolution 2019-20/39, excluding the nutritional assistance. And second, we'll have a roll call vote. Trustee Davis?
Yes.
Trustee Boom?
Yes.
Trustee Allison? Trustee Fleury?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Crawford?
No.
Trustee Rasmussen, yes. Trustee Allison, are you there?
Matt, are you ready?
Yes, Trustee Allison, your vote?
Nay.
Nay. Okay, the motion carries, 5 yes, 2 no. Okay, that concludes our meeting for tonight. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you, Randy.